studs. Studs. Studs.
Monday. We haven't even started.
What, we
All right, it's Conway and Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Right. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice
Timmy
to see you, Whitman.
Conway Jr., man.
Like, I'm not going to say on the air what
nice to see you.
Like, I'm the only one who's ever suggested that. See, I'm the pariah here, and it's worse. At this hour, I don't know what to do. I might have to throw it to the audience.
Okay. All right, gang. We're going to do a little thing I like to call Name That Tune, everybody. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Tim?
And all then, name that tune.
And all then, name that tune. I retired myself last week after beating Randy Wang. I'm the undefeated champion of Name That Tune. I get an email today that produced by Randy Wang.
Those are my nachos, dude.
That says, and this is very important, we're going to play Name That Tune. It's going to be
Put the jalapenos on
that.
I was trying one of them.
He says, quiet. He says it's going to be all Michael Jackson songs.
Right.
This guy loves Michael Jackson. I'm an average fan of...
You were playing Michael Jackson on the air, right?
I do an impression of him.
No. You were playing his music in the 80s on the air.
In the early 90s on the air.
80s and 90s?
Well, in the 80s, listening to it heavily and being part of shows.
Okay,
and,
you should be familiar with the man's body of work.
But it would be like... Me sending an email to the entire staff saying, we're going to do Name That Tune tonight, and it's going to be all songs of Barry Manilow.
Perfect. Next week we'll do it.
No, nobody would fight. Nobody would take that fight. I'm undefeated. You guys are all working to defeat me. It's all you want to do is see me lose. And Randy goes and picks Michael Jackson because he loves Michael Jackson.
I'm not that big a fan of Michael Jackson.
It's a setup.
All right, here are the rules.
Hold on a second. I haven't even agreed to this match. This is like
then
Ali.
Don't play, dude.
This is like Ali coming out of retirement, Tim.
I know.
This is like Ali coming out of retirement. I retired the undefeated champion. And I, you know... All right, go ahead and tell the rules. And you're going to hit me with this Jeopardy rule where you lose a point?
If you buzz in and you guess the name... Jerry, can you turn that up louder so nobody can hear us?
Designed to screw me over.
I tell you, man, that's Jerry Wyszowski.
It sounded fine. It wasn't that loud. Your headphones might be loud. It sounded fine to me.
People can hear it from stage 33 CBS.
This is a setup.
It's not a setup, Brian.
Yes,
we're trying to get you. We're trying to make you undefeated for eternity.
You're trying to get me to lose,
Brian,
by Randy picking his Michael Jackson CD.
All right, these are all Michael Jackson songs. If you buzz in and you get the song incorrect, you lose a point, and the other person has an opportunity to steal.
I won't waste your time or the audience's time, but if I asked the audience, you know what they would say right now? The audience would say, Whitman, you are the undefeated champion of Name That Tune. Do not come out of retirement to take a fall on an obvious setup. That's what they would say at 520-9710.
They would not.
Sure they would.
All right, well, then, if that's the case, then...
No, I don't want to waste time. Let's get to the game.
No. Seriously, I don't want to have you do something you don't want to do.
I'll win.
So we'll do something else here.
No.
The board expected to nix LAUSD teacher plan. Listen
to this. No,
that's
boring. I don't want to do
that. The Los Angeles Unified School District mid-year account of students said they would take 3 to 6 teachers from each high school.
All right, I'll play.
All right. All right, here we go, gang. It is Name That Tune, everybody. Every song is a Michael Jackson song. And the two contestants, let's go ahead and meet them. From Staten Island, New York, the reigning champion of Name That Tune. Let's meet Brian Whitman. Nice to see you, Brian.
Hi, Tim. It's nice to see you. Yes, I am undefeated. I have accepted this challenge. I was never consulted on what the musical selections would be, but I'm that confident as a champion in my abilities that I've decided to take the match despite what I believe to be an obvious setup. It's nice to be here.
Sounds like it. All right, and from the Valencia area, a man who used to work at Magic Mountain and very proud of it. Wore his Bugs Bunny tie and his Magic Mountain outfit to high school. No wonder he didn't get laid. Ladies and gentlemen, Randy Wang. Nice to see you, Randy. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I work here at the station all day long, and then I go to sleep, and then Jerry pisses me off all day.
There you go. All right, fantastic. All right, every single song is a Michael Jackson song. Remember, you are to say your name, and it will sound something like this.
Brian.
Or?
Randy.
And whoever says their name first will have an opportunity to name that, too.
They'll have 3 seconds.
Yes. If you miss it, you get a point subtracted from your total.
And that,
Gina
and
will
that,
handle the accounting.
That rule is unfair, too. And here's let me add to the rule. You buzz in your name. You have 3 seconds. And then if you guess wrong or for any reason you buzz time out and then you get the buzzer, your opponent gets to hear the song for how many seconds?
As long as it plays, maybe 30 seconds.
That's ridiculous.
But you could benefit from that.
No, it should be like 10 seconds, Tim.
All right. So it'll be between 10 and 30 seconds.
You're all trying to screw me so bad. It doesn't even matter.
All right. From the accounting firm of Fox, Bloom, and Hennessy, ladies and gentlemen, Gina, glad to keep score. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. Here we go. The very first song tonight in Name That Tune, all Michael Jackson songs. Good luck, contestants.
Randy. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough is correct.
Isn't it just Don't Stop?
Nope, it is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
This is set up.
All right.
Randy Wang with 1 point. All right.
You can complain that's not a hit, Brian?
That's definitely a hit, isn't it?
It's a number one hit.
I'm just angry.
Every wedding reception I've ever been to.
Yeah, no, I know the song. I played it on the air.
It's a great song, isn't it?
I know the song. This is just...
All right, and we'll ask Gina if she knows the song, then to sing it after the contestants are done.
Perfect.
All right, and you'll give me thumbs up if you know it?
Okay,
all right. Here we go. Song number two, everybody. Good luck, contestants. Remember, all Michael Jackson songs tonight.
Brian, Man in the Mirror.
That is correct. Man in the Mirror. All right. Gina Grad.
I love this song.
I just want to get to the chorus.
How about this?
It's coming up.
All right, very good. All right, song number three.
If you want to hear some real Michael Jackson sounds, just listen to the beginning of Man in the Mirror. Play the first 10 seconds of Man in the Mirror, and you'll hear...
All right.
You hear all of the... Oops.
I'll do that this weekend.
Oh, well.
All right, here's song number three, everybody. Good luck, contestants.
Brian. Smooth Criminal.
That is correct, sir.
All right.
Gina, you know this one?
No.
You do not. We press on. Song number four. Here we go.
Brian. The Way You Make Me Feel.
The Way You Make Me Feel is correct. All right. Gina Grad.
Love it.
Only know the choruses on this.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. Oh, wait, here it is.
A lot of hee-hees.
It's been a maybe with Tell Me Twice.
I thought it was
the
high heels.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here it is.
The way you make me feel. It really turns me good. You knock me off of my feet now, baby. My lonely days are good.
All right, Gina Grad, everybody. The MVP, I would say, of the quarter.
Yes.
Employee of the quarter.
Love it.
Got to go to Sam Phillips and grab that award.
Get that plaque.
Yeah.
Don't grab it too hard. You might break it.
All right.
And if you'd like to know the score so far,
yes.
It is Brian 3, Randy 1.
Ooh, Randy way behind early. That's disappointing. All right, here's the very next song, Michael Jackson songs. And again, it's Name That Tune on Conway and Whitman. Here we go.
The fire's in the eye.
Beat it.
That is correct.
The fire's in the eyes and their words are really chaos.
So beat it.
Just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see the blood, don't play a macho man.
Ooh.
Some of yours, an 84?
No, Beat It, 83. Yeah, from the Thriller album.
All right, that is Beat It, everybody. We press on here. The score, Gina Grant?
Brian 3, Randy 2.
Ooh,
catching up.
Here we go. Jinx, by the way.
Well, I'm not saying anything. Right. This is set up to begin with.
You can't say anything. I jinxed you, dude.
It's all a setup anyway.
So now Randy can't.
I'm beating
him.
Your
name. I'm sorry.
I'm beating him, so it's a setup anyway.
All right, here we go. Song number 6. Good luck. Michael Jackson songs tonight.
Brian. Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana is correct. Brian gets a point. You know it, Gina?
I don't know it.
Okay. All right, let's go with song number 7. You'll know this one. Michael Jackson's...
Brian. Ready. Billie Jean.
That is correct. Here's Gina Grad with Billie Jean.
In the round? just the chorus.
Pass.
If you don't know anything, just go.
All right. Song number 8, everybody. And again, the score, Gina Grad?
Brian 5, Randy 2.
Ooh.
Wow. That is almost insurmountable. Unless Brian screws up here. All right. Michael Jackson songs tonight. Here we go.
Brian, Remember the Time.
That is correct. It's exactly right. Remember the Time.
Do you remember? Let's hold hands. Honey's on and on. You remember the time we fell in love? Do you remember the time we first met, girl? Remember the time we fell in love? Do you remember the time? Remember my baby?
I tell you, this easily, I swear to God, the five of us could be doing this in a state hospital.
All with white robes on.
And not getting paid. Just sitting there, you know, having family members visit us.
Right.
And people would think, oh, that's just the night crew.
Right, yeah. No, they just...
They sleep during the day, but they get up and pretend to do a radio show at night.
They're real nuts. They take calls and stuff. They go to the payphone and pretend it's phone calls to their radio show.
They all pretend to wear headphones.
Especially the one guy, Conway. He answers the phone. Yeah. Hey, you're on. Hey, man.
He'll never get out of here.
And then sometimes he asks people what they had for dinner. Oh, babu.
Okay. All right. Song number 9. Michael Jackson songs tonight. Here we go.
Randy. Off the Wall.
That is correct. Off the Wall. Number 9. Song number 10. Good luck.
Brian. Rock With You.
That's a correct answer. Rock With You. Gina Grad, the score?
Brian 7, Randy 3.
Okay, Randy needs to play a little catch-up ball here. All right, let's go to song number 11. And I bet Gina knows this one. That's a clue for you clowns. Here we go.
She's out of my life. I definitely buzzed in first.
I think he did.
I think he did.
I definitely did. Three-judge panel.
Yeah, I think we all three agree.
I heard him first.
Yeah, we all agree. All right, She's Out of My Life.
Don't know it.
You don't know that one, Jim?
No.
That's a great song.
I bet you do. I bet Brian does. Can you sing it?
Do it. She's
out of my life. And I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Jerry called me a Saturday night drunk singing this.
Yeah.
And I said, what's up with you? He goes, problems with Debbie. All right, here we go, folks. Song number 12 we're up to?
Yes, 12.
Here we go.
Yes.
Oh, song 12. Good luck, contestants.
Randy. Human Nature.
That is correct.
Is that one that you listen to in the car on the way over when you prepared for this setup? You're winning, and you're still complaining, which makes you a real joke.
I've never seen a guy win and complain.
I came out of retirement for this.
I'm just telling you, I haven't seen it.
I came out of retirement.
It's not very common.
I'm undefeated.
I've never seen it before.
Let's play the song.
I've always seen guys who are winning be very cordial
I've
to
always
the losers.
I am very cordial at the end, usually.
Right, at
just
the end.
Just play the songs.
All right. Song number 13. These are all Michael Jackson songs. And before we go to 13, let's ask Gina Grab what the score is.
Brian 8, Randy 4.
Brian 8, Randy 4. All right. And by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but the winner tonight is going to get a family four-pack of tickets to the L.A. Auto Show.
How nice.
Going on this Friday through Thanksgiving weekend at the L.A. Convention Center. See over 40 world and North American debuts.
Yeah,
look,
man.
Look at that.
All right.
As well as 1,000 other cars. LAAutoshow.com has all the details.
This really heats up the competition now.
All right. Well, let's continue here. What was the last song?
She's Out of My Life.
She's Out of My Life. Okay.
No, the last one was Human Nature.
Human Nature.
Yeah,
okay.
I got that one right. I'm ready.
All right. Song number 13. All Michael Jackson tunes. Here we go.
Brian.
Brian.
Bad.
That's correct.
Because I'm bad, I'm bad. You know it, I'm bad. I'm bad, I'm bad.
Shama.
Really, really bad.
You'd be so irritating to sit next to a Michael Jackson concert.
Shama.
She's bad. All right. Song number 14, everybody. Name that two Michael Jackson songs. The score, Gina Grand?
Brian 9, Randy 4.
9 to 4. Wow. I don't know how you catch up, dude. Here we go. Song number 14.
Randy. I Just Can't Stop Loving You.
I Just Can't Stop Loving You is exactly right.
Correct.
That is a correct
song. It's a good
song.
It's a great song.
It's a correct title. And we move on. Last one before the break. And the score before we go to break?
Brian 9, Randy 5.
9 to 5. Look at that. This is the last song before break. And anytime you get the song going into commercial,
gives you momentum.
It's momentum coming back.
Sure.
In the second segment.
Just play it.
So let's all please keep that in mind.
Just play it, boy.
Brian. Red.
Brian.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Randy, I have an opportunity to steal.
Leave Me Alone.
That is correct. Leave Me Alone is correct.
Oh, damn it. On a setup, I'm doing very well.
All right. You know that one, Gina?
I don't, but the score now, with a twist, is Brian 8.
No, Brian 9,
Randy
sweetheart.
6.
Brian 9.
But you didn't know
you
it.
You had one taken from you.
Oh, this game sucks.
That's the twist I was speaking of.
Okay.
No, this game's ridiculous. God damn.
Give yourself one more. Oh, you had 8.
Yeah, I took
you
it off.
You
I
got
took
8. The, eight
this
to
is such
6.
A, you know what? No one else, undefeated champion, would come in here with when somebody else, you know, picks the songs and picks the artist. It's just so crazy. But I do it, and I still win. I still win.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right.
How many songs are left?
There's a total of 32, and I think we're on like 16 or so. So you got 16, 17 songs left. All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. And the score before we go to break, Gina Graham?
Brian 8, Randy 6.
8 to 6. Brian winning. Name that tune, all Michael Jackson songs tonight. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Treat me right,
'cause I'm the king of cellulite.
Ham on whole wheat. All right. My zipper's bust, my buckles break. You're too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I walk down. I got more chins than Chinatown.
Wow. Hey, Mom.
I never use a phone book.
And I never seen my toes. When I'm going to the
movies, I take up 7 rows because I'm fat. I'm fat. You know.
Really, really fat.
There are two guys right there who spent a lot of high school in their rooms. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
But your boy Leo stopped just to tell you once again who's fat.
All right. That was Jerry Wischowski and Randy Wang singing
oh, God.
Who's Fat. And I could just see the two of these guys in, during the high school football game. They're in their bedrooms.
Yeah.
You never rocked out to this one?
I don't believe so. All right, we continue here with an obvious setup. Michael Jackson.
Just so the audience knows, I am, of course, as you know, the undefeated champion of Name That Tune. And I went into retirement last week.
You came out.
I came to work today with news that Randy Wang, who I guess is now producing the show or managing the show, decided we would have a Name That Tune where it was...
Show manager.
Randy against me, and Randy picked picked that it would be all Michael Jackson songs. And these guys just said to me, "That's it, Whitman. You're going to square off against him on Michael Jackson songs." That would be like me coming in saying, "Let me pick all Barry Manilow songs." And I said to Randy, "How come I'm not playing Gina? How come I'm not playing Jerry?" And he said, "They all chickened out."
Brian, you're winning. Stop complaining.
Yeah, you're winning, dude.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You actually have more points than your component, your contestant.
But still,
or your competition.
It's still
all right, gang.
It's
Michael Jackson songs.
The
They're all Michael Jackson songs. And here with the score is our own Gina Grad. Gina, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. The score currently is Brian 8, Randy 6.
All right. And we're up to song number 16?
16.
All right. Here we go. Good luck, contestants.
Brian! Thriller.
Yeah, I think Brian got in.
His name's Faster.
Thriller tonight. And silence from the fight. And tonight.
Here, is this where Vincent Price? Keep it till Vincent. Play it till Vincent Price.
We only have 30 seconds.
Ah, damn it.
No.
Oh,
no.
You hear the door slam.
All right, song number 17. Good luck, the two of you clowns.
Randy.
Randy.
D-Y-T.
Oh, boy.
That is wrong.
Was that loud?
Because that was my exact...
No. When you did this, you said Pretty Young Thing, then PYT.
And by the way, go look at the album. It's Pretty...
PYT.
It's Pretty Young Thing, PYT.
No, it's PYT, and in parentheses, Pretty Young Thing.
Jerry, Google...
Here's what it is. It's PYT, and then in parentheses, Pretty Young Thing. That's correct.
That's not a full answer. I'm sorry. You lose a point. I'm sorry. If we're going to be that specific...
No. He got that one.
I got that one.
Yeah.
He
didn't...
Gina, it's a three-judge panel.
But he
Jerry,
didn't say the part...
That's right, in the parentheses.
But that's the subtitle.
Listen to me, Tim, and I'm dead serious. Last week, it was 8675309Jenny. Oh. You required...
That's exactly right.
...the full 8675...
But that wasn't in parentheses.
Well, on
that was
parentheses
a slash.
Don't count. Jerry, you should Google
hey,
it.
Hey, Brosifs, actually, I got that on iTunes, and it was PYT parentheses Pretty Young Thing.
That was the full title.
Right. So PYT is a good answer.
That's good. We'll accept
But I don't know that that's the right answer.
We'll accept that as the answer.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right, song number 18. We press on. Here we go.
Brian. Black or white.
I think that was...
You got it wrong
I was first.
Black or white.
I think it was Randy.
I got
Jerry,
it.
Jerry, who do you think was first there?
That was a dead heat.
I got it.
I think that, I don't know.
I answered it. I shut that one out.
Black or white. He didn't even get
the answer. Can we call a steward's inquiry?
I thought Randy got in first.
I thought Randy said his name first, but I didn't hear an answer.
Can we listen back?
He didn't hear it.
Listen back
to it, Tim. I will too.
All right. I'll put the headphones on here.
So rude.
Can you hear that?
No. He got that one. I got that one. Yeah.
All right, there's a minute in delay.
But he didn't say the part.
That's right. It doesn't matter.
Listen to me, Tim.
And Jerry and Randy, you're going to be deciding this because I can't hear it. My headphones are on the mic.
75309 Jenny, you require the full 8675.
I'm listening to it as well, Tim.
Jerry, you should Google it.
Hey, Brosifs, actually, I got that on iTunes, and it was PYT parentheses Pretty Young Thing.
PYT
is a good answer.
That's good. We'll accept
But I don't know that that's the right answer.
We'll accept that as the answer.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right, song number 18. We press on. Here we go.
Brian.
Randy got
it. I was way first. Black or white.
Randy got it.
I never gave an answer, though.
We should sing it out.
Gina, what's the score?
Well, now it's... You're not going to like it.
I have 9 points.
Brian, 9. Randy, 8. But we should sing it out. We should sing it out.
It's ridiculous.
What do you mean, sing it out?
Black and white.
Oh, sing it out?
Yeah. Black or white.
But did Ryan get a point for that?
Yeah, he did.
Randy?
He never gave the you know. Because you bumped ahead of me.
What's the name of the song?
Black or white.
That's exactly
right. I'm not the Michael Jackson fan. Right. I'm sorry. Oh, good.
Shimon. I took my baby on a Saturday day.
Oh, that's wrong.
Second verse.
Damn. Second to none.
See, that's the second verse. He knows these songs. Like, he's, you know.
He knows them pretty well.
He's like a little Neverland, you know. He probably was at Neverland when he was a kid.
God almighty.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I can't catch
it. Is Montecito near your house, Randy?
Okay. It's not fair. What you did on PYT is not fair. And what black or white, I'll admit, Randy chimed in first. But okay. PYT, that is not fair. And I lost a point because I had a wrong answer. He had a wrong, incomplete answer. And
that wasn't wrong.
That was a right answer.
No, it wasn't a right answer.
Brian, we played this song in a previous Name That Tune. We had this exact discussion.
I know. Yeah,
except you were on the other side of it.
But it all changed last week with 8675309 Jenny.
All right, here we go. Song number 19. Good luck, goofballs.
Brian. All She Wants to Do, Keep It in the Closet.
That's wrong. Opportunity to Steal here.
In the Closet?
That is correct. There's a correct answer. In the Closet. Song number...
So now it's, what's the score?
What's the score?
For the first time, Randy's leading.
Brian 8, Randy 9.
All right.
All right, here we go. Song number 20. Good luck, contestants.
Randy. Another Part of Me.
Another Part of Me is correct. Song number 21.
Brian. Heal the World.
That is wrong. Song number number 21.
I know this song. I know it. All right, Randy.
Pass.
Right. What's the name of it, Brian?
It's Free Willy. It's from the Free Willy soundtrack.
It's from Free Willy, right?
It is.
Not titled Free Willy, but yes. Yeah, so, right. Will You Be There?
Yeah, Will You Be There? And how about this bitch passes so he won't lose a point?
It's Free Willy.
Well, I didn't know it.
Okay.
This bitch.
This bitch who spent time on the Neverland Ranch. All right.
Very nice.
Song number 22. Here we go. All Michael Jackson songs and the totals. Gina.
Brian 7, Randy 10.
7 to 10. Here we go.
Brian. You are not alone.
You are not alone. That is correct.
We should sing.
Can I sing this one?
You got that one? All right.
You are not alone.
Damn it.
All right, song number 20.
Hold on, excuse me.
What is it? Ready?
Yeah.
Song number 23. Good luck, contestants. And she promised me a secret that she'd love me for
all time. It's a promise so untrue. Randy.
Who is it?
Who is it
is correct.
Not a hip. Not a Michael Jackson hip.
I don't even know how I know that.
It's not a hit. I'll tell you that. It ain't a hit.
We're going to take a break and come back with 9 songs left. And before we go to break, Gina, grab the score.
Brian 8, Randy 11.
Ooh.
8 to 11 with 9 remaining.
I can't believe I took this match.
But could we see the first time Brian Whitman fails to be victorious? Well, that is possible.
Well, understand if you're following this match closely, it's only in the final moments that Randy took the lead for the first time.
All right. It is the Conway Whitman Show in the middle of a very heated Name That Tune. All Michael Jackson songs tonight. And the score, Gina Graham?
Brian 8, Randy 11.
And if you're wondering who picked the All Michael Jackson song category, that was Randy. Mm-hmm. And he just sent out an email like he's the emperor of the show and expect that I'm going to play him in a category he picks. It would be like me sending out an email saying, Randy, we're going to play and the subject is all Barry Manilow songs. I would never do that. Okay. That's not a fair competition.
That's misleading. To be honest with you, Randy sent out to everybody in an email 9 different types of Name That Tunes, and this is one of 3 we're going to do this week.
When I said Michael Jackson, I didn't even say that I would play it.
And I notice I'm not on the competition list for the other.
You are.
It's okay. I'll win.
It is the Conway Whitman Show. Happy Monday, everybody. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
You's a bitch, and I'm ain't.
and I want to whoop your ass. You're always such a fuzzy young man. Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it, just eat it. Woo. Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you ate. Woo. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it.
All right, welcome back, eat everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I just looked up online, and it said Michael Jackson, official list of songs, PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
Okay.
Crybaby.
All right.
And remember, Randy, my opponent, my formidable opponent, didn't say Pretty Young Thing. He just said PYT, and he didn't lose a point.
What's the last song we played? 22?
But it doesn't matter.
It was, Who Is It?
Who Is It? Okay.
No, that wasn't the last one.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. All right. Song number 24. It is Brian Whitman versus Randy Wang. And Gina Grant is keeping the score, Gina?
Brian 8, Randy 11.
11. Here we go. Song number 24.
Not a hit. Oh, they don't care about us.
That is correct. However,
Brian.
Randy.
They don't care about us.
Okay.
And also, you said, oh, they don't care about us, which is not the correct title of the song.
Oh was, he thinks he has it. And
that's not how he said
and
it.
And that's not the name of the song,
so
and nor
loses,
was your name.
And he loses a point, and I pick
Randy,
one up.
Randy, that is a really bad move. You got to keep your head in this game, man.
So it's now 10-9.
Hey, there's a slander against Jews in that song, by
and
the way.
And that's not a
is
hit,
really?
By the way.
He goes, like, he's like,
Jew me,
he's like,
sue
screw me,
everybody,
Jew
me,
everybody do me.
Is that right?
It's actually at the very end of that clip, but they'd reverse it, kind of.
Yeah, he got in trouble for that.
Wedge me.
All right, so the score, Gina Graham?
It is Brian 9, Randy 10.
And that was not a hit, by the way, Jerry.
Cry, baby.
All right. Now notice that Randy Wang is not complaining about how he got railroaded on that one.
I wouldn't complain of being railroaded if I picked the artists that we were going to be competing over. If it was all songs from the Ultimate Barry Manilow CD, I wouldn't complain
winning. I mean, well, you're losing.
Well, now I'm losing by a point.
All right, here we go. Name that tune, all Michael Jackson songs, and the score is 9-10. Randy. Here we go. Song 25. Good luck, players.
Randy. Jam.
Wrong.
Oh.
Brian. Brian.
Thought you were going to play 30 seconds of it.
You don't like when we do that.
Oh, so now you don't do it. I'll pass on answering and let it be tied up.
All right, we'll play 5 minutes of it. And Brian.
I'll pass on answering.
Pass!
It was Scream.
Scream is the correct title.
So
that Nine Love?
I think it's now 9-9.
Nine
Love.
Wow.
Loves. All right. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs left. 9-9. Whoa. Here we go. Song number 26. And I got to remind the contestants, you say your name, and then you guess the name of the song.
Yeah, and then you have the correct title, too, Randy. That helps.
But also,
shut up, Brian.
Also, what we should do is when you say your name, we'll recognize that you're the winner, and then you name the tune, right? So if you both answer at the same time, don't blurt out the answer if you guys are close.
Okay.
All right? All right, here we go. Song number 26. Good luck.
Randy. You Rock My World?
That is correct. You Rock My World.
Yeah, these are not Michael Jackson hits. They're not
actually
hits.
That was his only hit off the Invincible album.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you instructed Jerry not to use music off the Invincible album.
He said F you.
Here's the list. Randy told me all of
a
the music.
A true name
Tim.
That tune competition has music Tim, that runs the that
Jerry,
runs the gamut.
I was
not
told,
just from
excuse
four
me,
albums.
Excuse me, Tim. I was told before the show by Randy that the music would be from Off the Wall, Thriller, Bad, and Dangerous. You can see I wrote them down. Here's the piece of paper on which. And now we pick a song off Invincible that Randy purposely told me there would not be songs from Invincible in the competition.
I didn't think there would be.
Okay, that's unfair to me.
Well, but he didn't know that there was going to be songs from that album, and you didn't either. You both had an opportunity to name that tune.
That's unfair to me.
I'm not cheating here, Brian.
Yeah, there's no cheating going on.
But still, it's unfair to tell me that the songs will be...
There's no cheating going on, but there's a lot of accusations.
I was under the same impression as you that was only those four albums.
Actually, Randy told me to put that song on there.
Sure, I did.
Just kidding.
Okay.
What's the score?
All right, Gina, the score.
Brian, 9. Randy, 10.
All right. Yeah. There's only a handful of songs
left.
Yeah,
they're not hits, and they're all, you know, from the Randy.
Song number 27. Good luck, fellas.
Randy. The Girl Is Mine.
That is correct.
That's right.
Man, lucky. There's like four or five songs between Off the Wall and Throw that have the words girl, mine, baby, is.
Oh, he's not a big fan?
He's a big fan.
No, they're just very confusing because they're all lame
it's
songs.
Ridiculous.
All right, song number 28. Good luck. Major hit.
Not a hit.
Huge. The hideous of the hits. I heard I was walking through Westwood. I heard a guy singing right. this afternoon.
Who, Randy? Yeah.
All right. That is anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
I'll pass.
Carousel.
Not a hit.
All right. Song
that was on Bad.
Song
no,
number. There
wasn't?
Are four songs
yes, it was.
Left.
There are songs on albums that are not hits, Jerry.
Wait, that's not on Bad.
There are songs on hit CDs that are not
according
hit songs.
According to iTunes, it was.
It wasn't.
Jerry, listen to me. There are songs on hit CDs that
I understand
are not
that,
hit
but
songs.
That was one of the albums that I was specifically instructed to include.
By whom? By who?
By Randy.
Yes. Yeah, see,
yeah, but that's
so,
not from Bad.
See, it's so... I hope everybody sees how unfair it is. And for me to only be down
four
by two...
Four songs left.
For me to
and
be down
score,
by two
Gina
points
Graham?
Is unbelievable.
Brian, 9. Randy, 11.
9 to 11. Four left. Good luck, ladies. This is song number 29. You're every wonder in this world to me. A treasure time won't steal away. So listen to my heart, lay your body close to mine. Let me fill you with Randy. My dreams. Randy Wang.
The Lady in My Life.
That is correct.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The Lady in My Life.
I didn't ask you to say it
That's
again.
That's what he said.
That's what I said.
What do you think he said? What did you think he said?
Never mind.
You want to replay that part
no,
of it?
No, it's such a... The whole thing is so ridiculous.
What did you say?
I said the lady in my life.
What did you think he said?
Never mind.
What did I say,
I thought
Brian?
He said the lady of my life.
That's what I thought he said,
Oh, well,
too.
Then we'll listen back to it. All right.
By Randy. Did yes, you, Randy? That's not from
Bad. See, I said the lady in my life. Everybody
sees how unfair. Lady of my life.
All right, let's listen
in.
Let's listen back to it.
For me to be down score, by two Gina points Graham? Is unbelievable.
Brian, 9. Randy, 11.
9 to 11. Four left. Good luck, ladies. This is song number 29. Girl, you're every wonder in this world to me. A treasure time won't steal away. To my heart, lay your body close to mine. Let me fill you with
Randy. Randy Wang.
The Lady in My Life.
That is correct.
Yeah. You got it.
I got it.
Okay. Score, Gina Grad.
Brian, 9. Randy, 12.
Three songs left.
You have to get all three right, Brian.
Right, but again, to lose in the way this was set up is not, you know, if we do 80 songs and nobody, you know, we all have an equal chance, it's fine. But if we're taking your favorite artist and you instruct Jerry what's...
Hey, you were way ahead in the beginning.
And you instruct Jerry what CDs to use.
And he didn't follow those instructions.
Song number 30.
Randy. Working Day and Night.
That's correct.
See, not a Michael Jackson hit.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Let's
From
see.
Off the Wall.
I don't know. know if that's it.
It's definitely not.
All right,
not
song number 31, the last.
I thought we did 40 songs usually, too.
We're going to do 32 today.
Oh, why are we doing 32, Randy?
We're out of time,
guys. It's been 32 the last, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's usually 30. It's ridiculous. All right, song number 31, all Michael Jackson songs. Brian versus Randy and Gina the score?
Brian 9, Randy 13.
13, all right. Here we go, song number 31.
Randy.
Randy.
Just Good Friends.
That's wrong. Brian. Brian Whitman.
Just Walking.
That's wrong. It's Streetwalker is the name of that tune, that hit. Song number 32. Last song. Good luck.
Ready.
Randy.
Speed Demon.
That is correct.
Not another non-hit.
All
that
right.
was a hit.
Randy, congratulations. I mean, how could you not win, but you did. Congratulations.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. Congratulations.
All right. The final score, Gina Grand.
Brian 8, Randy 13.
Yeah! It's still not 18 to 11 when we played last week, but it's a decent.
All right.
You're not the champion anymore, Brian.
I certainly am the champion.
You're not undefeated.
You picked the artist. It's ridiculous. You want to go?
I put on a list of 9 different ways to do this topic!
By the way, if we do 80s music in the next hour. Okay, if he just picks hits.
Why can't you just admit that you lost fairly?
Because I didn't lose fairly.
Yes, you did.
But I did lose.
We had the same challenge. I'm not that big of a Michael Jackson fan.
Yes, Jerry, what did he tell you the CDs?
Yes, he did, but
and
I didn't follow
that because I don't like caveats like that, and he's named that tune game.
All right, if we went 80s music, if we went songs that reached number one
in
the 1980s.
Yeah, but we didn't. We already did that. But
we didn't do that.
We did Michael Jackson. Both had the same playing field, and you lost. Admit it.
Listen to me. I know I lost. But if we did songs that only hit number one in the 1980s, in the next hour, and you can beat me in that category, I'll give you $500. You can't beat me.
This is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
In a fair competition, you cannot beat me.